recording. Okay, we're on the bottom of Daf Kaf Bet, the last paragraph. But it's being recorded for the internet.
Internet. Master translation, okay? And I get Ivrit, it's Banglit.
Okay. So we spoke, actually, go back to one more paragraph. It says, V'azeh amara katuv mitamtem bam. We just read through the Zohar. The Zohar says, when a person is metameh himself down here on earth, if a person does an avera over here, so in Shamayim, they help you do more averot. Can you imagine? They don't. Not only do they not help you, it makes it worse. If you want to be a tzaddik and you want to do mitzvot, so Shamayim, they're going to help you in Shamayim. If you want to be tameh, Hashem is going to help you to be tameh. You go outside, if you're not shomer yourself, Hashem's going to put things for you to see, to think. You have to be shomer yourself. If you're careful, Hashem's going to help you. But you have to be careful. Hashem, that's what He wants to see. Do you want to be careful? And then I'll help you. If you don't care, He's going to help you. He's going to help you be tameh. And we read in the Zohar that there's a ruach tum'ah that comes when a person does an avera. V'al zeh amara katuv v'nitamtem bam. It says you shall become dirty from it. Hayinu b'tocham mamash. You yourself become tameh. Shu kashur mitzuvav az beruach tum'ah. When you do an avera, chas v'chalila, you become tameh. V'avira d'gehinom medafefom makifo gam be'odin v'chad ba'olam. And the ruach, the air of Gehinam, you're actually walking in Gehinam. Lo aleinu. But again, you can be a tzaddik the next moment. That's what the Tanya says. Tanya says, you can do an avera, and you can be a rasha that moment, but Hashem is so kind, the next moment you can be a tzaddik. You have to do teshuvah, but it's not so, you know, you have to work on yourself. But you can be mehafechet at atzmecha, mikaf chova lekaf zechut. You can make yourself a tzaddik right away. But when a person is doing the avera, he has Gehinam surrounding him. A person will never feel good with an avera. It's never going to bring happiness. You're in Gehinam already. It says, "Kemo shamru razal avodah zara, kol ha'over avera achad ba'olam hazeh melapafto ve'olechet lefanav de'yom adim." Your avera goes to Yom Hadin and testifies against you. She'ne'emar, it says in Iyov, "Yilafetu ve'gomer bil'azar omer kishura bo ke'kelev." וזה שאמר דוד המלך עליו השלום, אבון עקבי יסובני. דוד המלך said, my sin is attached to me, he surrounds me. ובזה יומן מאמרם זל בפרק יום הכיפורים. החכמים, they say, עם מסכת יומה, גדולת תשובה שזדונות נעשות להם כזכויות. How great is תשובה, this is תשובה מאהבה, that your זדונות, even עבירות that you did on purpose, knowingly, you knew that you were doing something wrong, if you do a proper תשובה, Hashem makes your zedonot into mitzvot. Yeah, he makes your
me'ava.
But you first have to do teshuvah, and then you would do teshuvah me'ava. You can start with teshuvah mi'ra. You have to have yira. You have to fear God.
How many years it takes to do teshuvah mi'ra to get to teshuvah?
You have to be learning musar, learning chassidut. You'll do teshuvah me'ava. You have to be learning. Huh?
How many years?
It depends. That you can do it in 1 year. In 1 year, it's possible. How much you have to be working on yourself? You have to learn musar or chassidut. You have to be learning yirat shamayim. No.
Huh?
Listen, you have to do. Listen, to change a midah is not. That doesn't mean doing teshuvah. Teshuvah is not changing your midah. It's taking the midah that you have and being madrich. You have to guide your midah. To change your midah, you're right. That's a very. It's almost impossible. To change a midah. That doesn't mean if you're angry, you can't work on anger. A midah is something that's your teva. To change your teva is almost impossible. But to do teshuvah, you can do teshuvah. Lama no?
But you can.
Listen, Rabbi El-Azhar ben Durdaya. You know the story of Rabbi El-Azhar ben Durdaya. There was not one zona in the world that he didn't go to. The biggest zonot he went to. He was a big Baal Ta'ava. He was the biggest Baal Ta'ava in the world. Yeah. Okay? But he used to wear tzitzit also. You have to look religious, mother. You know? So there are a few different versions of the story, but he traveled very far to get the most famous zonah. And the Gemara describes she had like 7 beds, and you know, it was a whole, I don't know exactly. Yeah, it was
silver,
it was,
and then a gold on top.
It was a whole Gansa Maisa. Huh? אחר כך.
דוגמה, מה יש לך אתה תגיד? תדיג פתאום.
Maybe I'm mixing. There are two different versions, Rabbi Shalom. One version is that... There's one version says that the Zona told him, you're going to have to go to the mikveh. He's like, mikveh? Oh, okay, forget it. He was more machmir in the mikveh than in Arayot. That's one version. The other version is, his tzitzit, when he was getting undressed, his tzitzit hit him in the face, slapped him in the face. Different perushim. It could just be he saw the tzitzit. He had the hurt teshuva, and he saw it for years. How what a big rasha he was. It says he put his head between his legs and started crying. Bacha, bacha, bacha. Ache, alach nishmato. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was alive at the time, and you know the tzaddikim, they sense all the nishamot. You know, I mentioned one time Baba Sali. They asked him to pray for. He was in Yerushalayim. They asked him to pray. Cholim, looking at the name, and he skips one name. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. So they told Baba Sali, they said, no, this guy over here, he goes, he's not here anymore. He didn't want to pray for him because he left the world. And then they hear the siren, you know, they have the
bat call,
you know. Yeah, but that was the same guy. The tzaddikim, they're aware when Neshamot leaves this world. They know. Now, when this, you know, El Azar ben Durdaya, his name was El Azar ben Durdaya. When he died, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he knew about it. And he heard them call him Rabbi. They said, come, Rabbi, El Azar ben Durdaya, Shatam Mukhanna Olam Abba. Because he died, Mamash with Teshuvah. He regretted everything. Shatam Olam Abba. Now, is he going to be, it's as if he learned, you know, he's not Tzadik Ador, but he has Olam Abba, Baruch Hashem, he's Mukhan Umezuman Lachaya Olam Abba. A person can do Teshuvah, and then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi started crying. He said, Yesh Kone Olamo B'Sha Achat. Some people can get their Olam Abba in one moment of Teshuvah. You can always do Teshuvah. Hashem is kind. He's kind. Like Hashem is kind, and he's Merachamim Kol Ma'asav. He's waiting for you to do Teshuvah.
Really?
He lifted up the Torah? So you can always do teshuvah. Now I mentioned a perush one time. What does this mean? Your zedonot become zechuyot. How can that happen? Your averot. Fine, it's one thing to forgive my sins. My sins become mitzvot. Hey, come on, you're the magzim. You're exaggerating. Well, the averah becomes a mitzvah. I understand how Hashem forgives your sins.
אדם עושה, למשל, תשובה כמו הרב אורי זוהר, והוא אומר, קדוש ברוך הוא, איך אני עושה מה שהוא עושה, הוא מחזיר לי ילדים בתשובה, הוא עובד את העבודה.
בסדר, so forgive him.
איך אני יכול לשפוט אותו משהו אחר? בוא נהפוך לו את זה וזהו.
But I'm asking, it's one thing, I understand Hashem erases your sin. כי אילו לא עשית, that's a big זכות. But to make it a mitzvah, that's a why. Well, where is the logic over here? So I mentioned one time, I'm not sure if the Tanya says this, I've heard this also B'Shem Rav Chaim Brisk. That if a person is so low, see, I'll tell you, when you're just an average Jew, benoni. So you don't really feel the need to do Jew. I'm happy. I do mitzvot. I'm average. I don't know. I have yetzer hara. I do some bad things, but I do mitzvot also. And you're parveh, okay? When you're parveh, you can stay your whole life parveh without the cheshek of avodat Hashem. And real teshuvah, really working on yourself, learning Torah, growing. Sometimes, chas v'shalom, a person has to be very, very low. He has to hit mamash rock bottom, and then he sees Hashem, I'm drowning. I'm drowning. You have to help me. Please, I'm drowning. It's because he was so low that brought him to do teshuvah. Meaning, the averot themselves, this is b'diavad, chas v'shalom, you're not supposed to do averot. A person might die and never do teshuvah. A person might die and never do teshuvah. But when a person is very, very low, then he really feels he's far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he does teshuvah. So the avera and the farness from Hashem, farness, I don't know if you know that, is that a word? Right, the richuk, the I don't know if that's a word. That's not a word. Right, the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because you were so far, that's why you did teshuvah. You understand? So the avera helped you do teshuvah. That's why we say, that's why it says teshuvah me'ahava. What does it mean me'ahava? I miss you, Hashem. I want you. I don't like where I am. It's not because I'm afraid of Gehinam. Because you see, Gehinam, it didn't deter you from doing the avera. We know this Gehinam, nafon? It's bad. Gehinam is very bad. We still do the avera. We say, oh, we'll do teshuvah. We'll do. I'll be better tomorrow. Nafon? We all say this. I'll be better tomorrow. I'll just do it now. I'll do teshuvah. What's the problem with doing an avera? The real problem with avera is not because Hashem's going to punish you. You're going against your father. You're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told you not to do something. How dare you go against Hashem? That's the problem. Now, it's not Gehinam. You can, Hashem will erase, if you do Teshuvah, he'll erase your Gehinam. He will. If you do Teshuvah, he'll take away the Yisurim. But you still went against Hashem. And you know, you can never bring that back. You went against Hashem. The only way you can bring it back is by doing Teshuvah Me'ava. I want to be with you, Hashem. I really regret going against you. That Misad Yesharim has a beautiful lashon. He says, "Akirat ha-akirat ha-ratzon ka-akirat ha-ma'aseh." You hear that? How does teshuvah work? Akirat ha-ratzon. I don't want to sin. I don't want to do aver. I really don't want to. Hashem says, "You really don't want to? Okay, I'm going to erase your sin." But if you don't really care so much, so he's. He maybe he'll erase a little bit if you stop doing the avera. You have to really. I don't want to do the avera anymore. I don't want to. I don't have a chesh against nimasli. It's disgusting. I don't want to do that. If you still have a cheshek, I wish I could do it. So you haven't shown Hashem that you really want to do His ratzon. That's the problem with doing the avera is you went against Hashem. It's not gehinam. It's not yisurim. It's not olam haba. You know, there's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov. That mina shamayim he heard he has no olam haba. Who knows why? Okay, maybe he's prayed too much. I don't know what. He did something that was against the ratzon of Hashem. He heard this bat kol. He has no olam haba, and at first he was very depressed. Everything I've done, no olam haba. And then he said, you know what, Baruch Hashem, now I can serve Hashem with no olam haba. I can just serve Hashem. And I don't have to think about what I'm going to get, the reward I'm going to get. You hear that? You hear that, Madriga? Just to serve Hashem. I just want to serve Hashem. That's my ratzon. The Chovot HaLevavot says, if a person is a real Eved Hashem, he's going to have simcha from doing the mitzvot. But that just doing the mitzvah makes you very happy. Pikudei Hashem is a mechelev. The mitzvah of the Torah itself gives you pleasure. And you feel so happy to serve Hashem. That's a taste of Olam Haba. You're tasting Olam Haba because the simcha of learning Torah, doing mitzvot, it's better than any other pleasure. It really is. But you have to attune yourself. Sometimes we feel it, sometimes we don't feel it, you know? The Baal Shem Tov says, when Hashem gives you oneg meha mitzvot, He's letting you taste Olam Haba. That's ke'en Olam Haba. When you do a mitzvah, you have a tefillah and you really feel davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You learn Torah and you feel davuk to what you're learning. You feel aliyah ruhanit. Aliyah Ruchanit is me'en Olam Haba. It's a little hair of Olam Haba. You're tasting Olam Haba. But you have to have you have to work on that. You have to connect yourself to the mitzvot. So that's in my opinion. What I understand is that's how the teshuvah makes the zedonot like zechuyot. Because you're far from Hashem, that helped you do teshuvah. Shenemaru b'shuv Hashem yirishato ve'asa mishpat usaka alehem hu yichyeh. He says alehem hu yichyeh. When a person returns from his rishaot, he does mishpat utzaka, alehem hu yichyeh. On them he shall live. So it seems from the pasuk in Yehezkel that you're living with the mitzvot. Look what he says here, the nefesh ha'chaim. Lichora ein ha'raya mukrachat. This proof is not, it's not certain over here. It's not imperative to say this. The berav chatefei yesh tefer she'alehem hu yichyeh, kai l'mishpat utzaka she'asa acharei shuvo. He says, It could be, it's not going on teshuvah, it's going on the mishpat utzaka. How do we know it's going on the teshuvah? He says that Nefesh HaChayim, ulefi shema shekatavti, ra'ayaton nechona. V'mishna dikra da'i kachi. The pasuk makes sense like this. V'ikaya lehem hu yechye al mishpat utzaka. Havelei lomar, bahem hu yechye. If this, you shall live with them, is going on mishpat utzaka, it should have said, bahem, not alehem. Kemo shekatuv, v'chay bahem. I don't want to get into a with the grammar over here, but basically, if it was going on mishpat u'sakar, it should have said bahem. Umidekamar alehem vaday dekai al rishato v'avonotam akudmim. You see that? You're gonna live. The fuel for your neshama is gonna be your averot. Isn't that amazing? You get an avera, and you get a mitzvah for doing the avera. If you do teshuvah me'ava, shal yedei teshuvado ba'azivat ma'asav rishonim ma'asoto achar kach mishpat u'sakar. When a person does teshuvah, he abandoned his evil ways. And then he does mishpat utzaka. Hema itkaberu ma'asav rishonim lafoch gam otam nitzchot v'chaya olam. Your averot become mitzvot. It's unbelievable. The kasher kiyem kol mitzvot bishleimut. Now he, remember these are the small print is always a tangent. You know, it's a tangent. He brings proofs for everything. He's going back to his central theme here. The kasher kiyem kol mitzvot bishleimut. When a person does mitzvot properly, for example, a person says Shkriyat Shema, okay, he has amazing kavana, but he does not say the words properly. He has great kavana, but he's not enunciating every single syllable. That's not called doing the mitzvah. Bechol peratehem v'diktuktehem b'ikar ha'maaseh. Yesh ikar ha'maaseh v'yesh ha'machshava. You have to do the mitzvah properly. That's the nefesh. You got to do you have to be mitaken the nefesh with the actual physical mitzvah that you're doing. You have to do the mitzvah properly. V'nosaf alehem yitzaref otzem tarat kedushat ha'machshava. You have to have pure kavana. It's very kasher. But first do the mitzvah properly. Number one, do the mitzvah properly. Hare tiken, so now, if you do this, hare tiken kol ha'olamot ha'sarim ha'elyonim. When you do the mitzvah properly, b'dibur, במעשה, בדיבור, במחשבה, מתקן נפש, רוח ונשמה. You מתקן all the עולמות הקדושים. You מסדר all the עולמות.
מחשבה,
דיבור ומעשה. You need all of them. And he says, ונעשה כולו, בכל כוחותה וברם מרכבה. You become מרכבה. You become like the אבות הקדושים. You become like a chariot for the ספירות, for the שכינה וקדוש ברוך הוא. Hashem is with you. ושכנתי בתוכם. You become the Mishkan. ומתקדשים מקדושתם העליונה, וכבוד השם חופף עליו תמיד. You see that the glory of God is with you all the time, wherever you are. The glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You can't go wrong. You have Hashem with you. That's why, if you look at the Shaarei Kedusha, you know, it's amazing. In Judaism, I don't want you to miss this, Alon. In Judaism, the Yahadut, Nazari Yahadut is very good, if I may say so. In Judaism, you don't need emunah to believe that there's nebu'ah. Right? Yimach Shemam, a Muslimim, Muhammad said he spoke to Hashem. Hashem spoke to him. You have to believe him. Either you believe it or you don't believe him. First of all, besides the fact that God spoke to all of us, that's a different shiur. How we know that our religion is true. I have a different proof for you that the religion is true. Take a book, look at Sha'arei Kedusha of Chaim Vital. He tells you step by step how to become a Navi, how to have Ruach HaKodesh. He tells you how to do it. It's not a secret. It's in the book. Do what he says, you'll have Ruach HaKodesh. And he says, I did it, and Zachiti. That's what he writes. And he tells you what to do. This is what he got from the Arizal. The Arizal told him exactly what to do, and you'll have Ruach HaKodesh. You don't have to believe. Take the book and read the book. Now, the thing is, it's difficult because it's a hard book. It's a hard book to understand, and it's a hard book to practice. That's the problem. Because he says like this, you have to be metaken your midot. If you have bad midot, ta tzu'ek ala yeladim, okay? Tzu'ek ala isha, okay, I'll translate this. You yell at your wife, you beat the kids up, right? You have bad midot, okay? You're not going to have Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem's not going to give you Ruach HaKodesh. Such a person will not have Ruach HaKodesh. You have to improve the midot. Ka'az, ga'ava. Okay? But he tells you how. He tells you what to do. You can be metaken the midot. Second of all, you have to keep the mitzvot. All the mitzvot. All tayag mitzvot you have to keep. We don't have tayag mitzvot. Okay, well, learn the mitzvah. Like the Ben Ish Chai says, if you learn the mitzvah of Kohanim, so you have the tikkun of being a Kohen. You understand? You have to keep the tayag mitzvot. You have to learn the tayag mitzvot. The tayag mitzvot parallel the tayag, shisa, gidim, beramah evarim. When you do the mitzvot, at least, listen, we can't do b'maase. Even in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, you couldn't do b'maase. You're not a Kohen, you can't do Birkat Kohanim, etc. We don't have, there are halachot that are only applied to kings. You're not a melech, right? So you can't keep that mitzvah. But if you learn all of the mitzvot, and you keep all of the mitzvot that
Rambam,
you can,
Rambam,
yeah, Rambam, you become Merkabah HaShekhina, because you have all of the ramach, evarim, aruchaniim, they enter you. He says, if you take your midot, improve your midot, and keep tayag mitzvot, and then do what I tell you, he has all this, a whole thing, you're going to have Ruach HaKodesh. And he says, either you're going to get it in your dream, okay, or Hashem's just going to put the thought in your mind. He tells you exactly, maybe I'm Ruach HaKodesh. For me, that's the proof. You don't, you take the book and read the book. You want to have Ruach HaKodesh? Big talker? Look it up. You don't need emunah. And he says, my Rebbe told me what to do, and he's me'id al atzmo, and I saw it. We have another proof of Ruach HaKodesh, and this is just from the 1500s. Betach Rabbi Shaul makir et zeh. We have the edut of Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz, who wrote the Lecha Dodi. He was present when Rabbi Yosef Karo had his Ruach HaKodesh with his malach. It was Shavuot night in Tzfat. All the Gedolim, they were all sitting in a bitkin. Not all of them, half of them. The other half didn't make it. And they were learning the Tikkun, Lil Shavuot. And Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, started learning Mishnayot. And all of a sudden, a voice started coming out of his mouth of a malach. And they all fell on their face, terrified. And the malach told them, you don't know what a big zachut all of you have, because this is the Lil Tikkun Lil Shavuot, Zman Matan Torah, the Tikkun you guys are doing here with your Torah. And they heard this. And Rabbi Shlomo HaKabetz was there. They heard this nevuah, a very low form of nevuah. And then the rabbis, they told the other chachamim, they didn't make it. They said, you don't know what you missed. Chaval, you guys missed it. You missed the greatest show on earth. You know, the Ringling Brothers, greatest show on earth. Right? The malach spoke through the mouth of Rabbi Shlomo. You missed it. They said the next night, they came again. Lel Sheni, and they had minyan, right? They had minyan. And because of the minyan, the malach came עוד פעם. And he said, Ashrechem Yisrael, Ashrechem, Ashrechem, you're going to go all the muzumanim la'olam haba, etc. Baruch Hashem, we have nevuah, we have Ruach HaKodesh. We don't have nevuah, we have Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem is a kenu, the Ruach, and then Mashiach is a kenu, and then we have a kenu, amen.